Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Women are more complex than dudes. That's why there are way more instructions for girl code for women than there are for dudes. Dudes are, don't have sex with my mom.
One.
Or anybody on my family tree.
The whole tree.
All right, that's 1B. Anybody on the family tree.
Even grandma?
I think you're being selfish.
Yeah. Should we have the grandma? Yeah.
What would you do if you found out one of your friends slept with your grandma?
You got to get permission.
Of course. Let grandma live.
No.
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 Yeah. Let me get some. It's been a while.
There's a lot of people out here, grandma. That man is off limits if he's my friend.
Another one for dudes, like, don't screw me over business-wise. Don't take food out of my mouth and my family's mouth.
You guys had said earlier, hands off my family, hands off of my significant other, hands off my money.
That's it. That's it. And then we can drink.
We good.
Women, a little more complicated.
Yeah. I got 15.
We started this list earlier. This morning.
And so these were hand-plucked. BuzzFeed picked the best girl codes to live by, according to this Reddit. So recently, an anonymous user posted the question, what girl code do you stick by, to the Ask Women community on Reddit? And women were quick to sound off about what rules are a must to follow to better support one another. And that's where BuzzFeed pulled the ones that, like, really resonated with them. So coming in the middle of the road. And this is, of course, and it hits close to home because I just had a period party where we raised money and collected period products to make period kits for women who are less fortunate and girls from low-income families.
I really thought that party was for grammar. Like, nobody's using periods anymore or commas. And I thought that was really your platform, but I was totally off base on
it. I'm having my colon party next. Let me collect some different items there. You might have some more people at yours than mine. But on this list of girl code, always give a girl in need a tampon, even if they're your worst enemy. If I have one and you need it, it is yours.
No, I've seen this, I think, in movies before. Can you guys, underneath the bathroom stall, like, ask the woman next to you if she's got, like, an extra tampon?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty common.
Yeah. But if you're my worst enemy, you're not getting one.
No?
I'm not giving you one. No,
savage.
Absolutely not. I owe you nothing, and I'm not giving you money out of my pocket to plug it up.
Not even one that you're currently using?
Ew, no. She's going to steal my DNA and replicate me just to, like, kill me because we're enemies.
What enemies do you have? Who do you know that's
one thirsty one?
Sometimes
you know?
I want the words to stop at my mouth, and they just got a lot of momentum.
Okay. Let's stay in the bathroom. Uplift women in the bathroom, be it helping a total stranger glue on their falsies, and then wishing them a fabulous evening, fetching the overturned girly some water, or giving the heartbroken chick a genuine compliment. I'm not going to say the last part, in a cig, because smoking is bad for you. But, yes, if you see somebody in the bathroom, like, there's been many a time when, especially when you're at the club or something, and there will be, like, a little meltdown in the bathroom, and then a gaggle of girls will gather around to try to lift her up.
Okay. A lot goes on in the
strangers.
Yes, a lot. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Strangers, like, oh, girl, you're worth it.
Yeah.
No, you're worth, queen, even though you don't know anything about her at all.
Yes.
Well, maybe she's not.
Yeah, how do you know she worked it?
What? How do you know that the stranger is right?
You know what? I'm going to err on the side of worth it, okay?
Oh,
I mean, your whole vibe right now is like, just kick them while they're down.
You're the one that won't even give them a tampon.
Worst enemy. Worst enemy.
I'd rather you have toxic shock syndrome.
That's really rude. That's a very dangerous thing.
That's very dangerous.
That has a warning label.
For a reason. All right, if a dude is acting uncomfortable, crazy, or aggressive around a woman who's alone or a service worker, I always stand nearby to see if they need me to help get them out of the sitch or be the backup and pretend I'm their friend that knows about their boyfriend, etc.
Have y'all done this before?
Absolutely. You stand up, you make sure like they're good, you strike up a conversation, you make sure that girl's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have at a gas station late at night, I always wait till the other only girl there leaves.
I've actually never done this.
I haven't either.
Now that I know that it's a thing, I'm going to be more cognizant about it, though.
There are never enough hands. Reach out to the help when you see a woman who is overwhelmed in any way. It's always good to invite good karma back to you. And so in this instance, because the thing that popped in my head, I remember standing in a long line at the airport and there was a mom with twins and she seemed like she was, you know, had a lot on her plate. So I just entertained the kids for a little bit so she could like kind of get her bags together and get up to the counter. And so I just started playing some games with the kids. So it's just like one of those little things, you know, when you can offer assistance or a hand, you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's not enough pockets in our clothes. We need more hands.
The Bird Show.